And time for the birthday scam, parents PG-13.
Ooh.
We're going to call a guy who, as the Homeowners Association, and the gist of it is that he's walking his dog and a neighbor complained because he let his dog pee on the neighbor's garbage cans.
Hello.
Hey, Claude, this is Steve from the Homeowners Association. I'm just following up on a complaint that we had come in from a neighbor of yours. Excuse me?
Them. That's a start.
Well,
what complaint you got?
Sir, that's hardly the spirit that we...
Well, that's my spirit right now at the moment.
I don't appreciate hearing language like that.
Okay.
Could we have this conversation without that?
Go ahead.
No, I merely was trying to inform you that one of your neighbors had a concern about your dog and works going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Could we talk about that?
You bet. Go ahead.
And he's a friend of mine, but I guess the two of you had a little confrontation about it.
Well, number one, they're white trash. Number two, he left that family when they were young kids for a woman.
Okay.
And the old woman died. Now these three kids are living down there by themselves. Of course, the young girl's 15. Well, he...
Well, all of that, you know,
that's
I don't...
his business. But my dogs peed on his garbage can that was standing up full of garbage that had been spilled over because they are white trash.
Okay, but let's
and
just...
he said, don't let that dog pee on your on my garbage can. I said, he isn't going to hurt your garbage can. And then he threatened my dog. He said, I'll stop your dog from peeing on your... And I said, if you take one step towards my dog, and I walk with a stick, a chew stick.
Yeah.
I said, I will beat you to death, mister. Now, that's what I told him. And I'm going to continue walking my dog down there.
Well,
I'm not going to stop. You can take me to court. I don't give a shit.
I don't want to do any of that. I'm just calling to be neighborly to say that...
Well, I'm not going to stop walking my dogs. He peed on a garbage can in front of a house that is absolutely... You ought to be calling and complaining to him, fix your damn dumpy-looking house. They're white trash.
Okay. Do you think...
Know?
Let me ask you this. I mean, do you think that your dog should just be allowed to go to the bathroom wherever it wants?
Yeah.
But that's private property.
It wasn't. It was his garbage can was on the sidewalk, which the sidewalk, and he also mentioned private property.
Yeah.
This is private property. I want you off my private property. And you know what I told him? Fuck you.
But
that's
my
exact words.
I mean, he's got to handle those garbage cans. He doesn't want them. He doesn't want them stinking. I mean.
Hey, you ought to see his damn house. Go by and look at his house. The son of a bitch is falling apart. He's got gutters hanging. He's got rotten trees fixing to fall over. You know, he doesn't even live there. He's got three kids living there by themselves with no adult supervision.
Well, he happens to be a good friend of mine.
Well, you got some asshole friends. That's all I can say. He's a sorry motherfucker. He run off and left them three kids for this whore. He doesn't visit them. You ought to see, they're doing without. And he has a 15-year-old daughter that's out of control because there is no adult supervision, and he's got to worry about this garbage can. And the dog wouldn't even stopped and peed on the bottom of the garbage can had he not dropped trash all around the garbage can. He's a white trash slobby motherfucker. I don't like it, and I'm not going to stop taking my dogs down there. I don't give a shit to get a court order. I'm not going to stop. If my dog's in his yard, I've got a little baggie, and I pick it up.
Well, first of all, he's a good friend of mine.
He's an asshole.
Well, who are you to pass judgment on him? I've seen your house.
I'm an asshole, too.
I've seen
my house is neat.
I've seen it.
It's neat.
And I've about had it with you, sir.
Well, good. What are you going to do?
I'm headed your direction.
Come on.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, you motherfucker.
It's go time.
Hey, let's go.
It is go time right now.
Bring it on.
Are you there right now?
I'm here right now.
I'm going to come down there.
I'm coming out unarmed.
I'll tell you what I'm bringing. I own a Great Dane, and I'm going to fill up a water balloon full of his urine.
That's good.
And when you will step out of your house, I'm going to fire that thing at your head.
I'm going to stick this cue stick up your Great Dane's ass.
Claude?
Yeah?
You're having a birthday later this month.
Oh, shit.
And Donna wanted us to call you.
Donna?
This is Dean and Raj.
Boy, I listen to y'all every morning. Oh,
Are you all right? Let's take a moment and
I need a volume. I go to the store and I make sure I don't leave till 7:10 so I can listen to it.
And well, you still didn't know?
No, I didn't.